Her marriage had imploded, leading her to become a divorced single mother. She was dependent on welfare to get by from day to day. She was severely depressed, and things felt so bad to her that she considered suicide. To make matters worse, perhaps, she was also an aspiring author. She said that since she'd learned what a writer does, she knew she wanted to be one, and we know how hard that can be. So she would take her baby and a number of yellow legal pads down to a local coffee shop where the baby would sleep in its carriage and the woman would nurse one coffee and write. She finally did finish the novel that she had been working on and then couldn't find a publisher. Some say that she was rejected 9 times, others 12, but what is certain is that the head of the publishing house that finally did pick up her book never actually read the manuscript. He'd given it to his 8-year-old daughter to read, and she proceeded to nag him for months, wanting to know what happened next. And so, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was published. As far back as the 5th century BCE, the Chinese philosopher Confucius was teaching, "Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall." Nanakorabi Yaoki is a Japanese saying that translates as, "Fall 7 times, rise 8 times. This is metaphoric, of course. It's not the physical act of falling and rising that we're talking about, but rising of our spirits or our courage or our resolve or rising in our living. There are so many stories about people who proved that on that 8th rise, miraculous things can happen. A quick search on Google turned up hundreds of these stories. And I've got to tell you, editing them down to just the few I'm going to read was really hard. This was going to be a very long sermon. But here are a few. Harrison Ford was told by movie execs that he simply didn't have what it took to be a movie star. Before I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball was widely regarded as a failed actress, nothing more than a B-movie star. And even her drama instructors didn't feel that she could make it, telling her to try another profession instead. Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor because, and here's a quote, "he lacked imagination and good ideas." But he went on to start a number of businesses that didn't last too long and that led to bankruptcy and failure. After an aspiring actor's first screen test, an MGM testing director noted, can't act, can't sing, slightly bald, can dance a little. He was talking about Fred Astaire. Emily Dickinson wrote almost 800 works, yet had fewer than a dozen published in her lifetime. Madeline L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time was rejected 26 times before it was picked up. Early in Elvis Presley's career, the manager of the Grand Ole Opry fired him after just one performance, saying, "You ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to driving a truck." William Golding's book, Lord of the Fly, often included on lists of the best novels ever written, was rejected 21 times. Robert Pirsig's highly influential Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance was turned down 121 times. Stephen King's first novel, Carrie, was rejected 30 times. And he has said that in his early days, he would take all of the rejection notes he got and put them on a nail in the wall. but that eventually there were so many that the nail fell down. So he replaced it with a spike and kept on writing. Nano Kurabi Yauki. Whether or not they knew those words, all of these people fell a lot more than seven times. And they rose at least one more time than they fell. Okay, three more stories. I can't resist. Ludwig van Beethoven's teachers thought he was hopeless and would neither succeed as a violinist or a composer. Thomas Edison's earliest teachers thought that he was, and here's a quote, too stupid to learn anything. He was fired from his first two jobs for not being productive enough. And you may have heard the famous story that when working to create the filament that would make his incandescent light work, he made something like 1,000 attempts before he got it right. When he was asked how he could deal with such failure, he said, "I never failed. I simply discovered 1,000 ways it wasn't going to work." This last story is one from someone who is perhaps best known for his starring role in the seminal film Space Jam, or maybe because he's often referred to as the greatest basketball player that ever lived. Michael Jordan has said, "I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. I have been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I have missed on 26 occasions. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." Look at it from either side. I never failed. I successfully discovered 1,000 ways that wouldn't work. Or I have failed over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. But either way, it essentially comes down to that Japanese saying, fall seven times, rise eight times. And the promise within it that if only we can rise that one more time. I'd wager that most of us haven't faced situations as dramatic as the ones I've just told you about, yet I'd also bet that we've all had times in our lives when we felt as if the cards were stacked against us and that nothing would or could go right. As though we knew the other shoe was going to drop pretty soon and that there was an infinite number of shoes in the closet behind that one. No doubt most of us have been knocked down more than once. And I know that in my own life, there have been times when I thought I just simply didn't have it in me to rise one more time. Any of you? Now, keep in mind, the stories I've just shared are so inspiring because we know the outcome. We know that what the people in the stories didn't know at the time, because at the time, most of those people probably felt just as badly as we do when we've been knocked down or out. They didn't know that success was around the corner. After Carrie was rejected so many times, Stephen King gave up and threw the manuscript into the garbage. It's a good thing that his wife fished it out and encouraged him to try it again, because he's written more than 90 books since then. But at the time he was experiencing that, he had no idea what was ahead of him. At the time, all of that rejection, all of that failure, all of that falling down was as devastating for him as it can be for us. Brené Brown, who has her own story of falling and rising, has put it quite simply. The truth is that falling hurts. The dare, she says, is to keep being brave and feel your way back up. Feel your way back up. There it is. When you don't know how things could possibly turn out okay in the end, all we know is that falling down hurts. Because it does. So it's no wonder that a whole lot of people simply stop daring, stop taking risks, stop starting up again when all that we know has come to a grinding halt. The truth is, falling hurts. And who among us wants to get hurt? Now, I recently read somewhere that Japanese proverb has a second part. Fall 7 times, rise 8 times, your life begins today. Fall 7 times, rise 8 times, your life begins today. That is why we are encouraged to rise that 8th time. That is the reason that we're told to get up again, even when getting up seems like the last thing we can possibly do. The last thing we can possibly want to do, because the falling down has hurt so much. The author, historian, and philosopher Will Durant collaborated with his equally impressive wife, Ariel Durant, in writing the 11-volume work, The Story of Civilization. I'd imagine that after all of that, he'd know a thing or two about the human experience. So here's something he said. Forget mistakes. Forget failures. Forget everything except what you are going to do right now. And do it. Today is your lucky day. It is worth our continuing to risk falling, to actually experience falling and failing over and over again, because no matter how many times we've fallen, when we rise again, our lives can begin again. Living this way is worth the risks, because the promise of a new start, the promise of a new path, the promise of a renewed life is waiting for us. And whether we're individuals or a community, it is still true. Fall 7 times, it'll hurt. Rise 8 times, because our life begins when we do. Let's take just a moment of silence.